Are you feeling yourself up right now? What's happening?
Oh, I have my hand on my boob. I'm
Okay,
cupping it
that's
for
what I thought.
security.
That's what I thought. I
Is
just
that
wanted to make
okay?
sure. Yeah, no, I just wanted to. I was like, yeah.
You know what? Yeah, it's like
Yeah.
I feel safe.
Good. I'm glad.
Mystic balls.
Hi, my little summer squash.
Hi, Shy
My
Shy.
little
What's up,
cabbage.
girl?
You know.
What's poppin'?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Actually, it's been a little bit more like normal around these parts now that LA is no longer the epicenter.
Epicenter
Yeah. Well, now that literally I read that a third of Los Angeles residents are immune from
Oh
either
my God,
being
really?
vaccinated, but mostly just from having it
Oh my
recently,
God.
which is insane.
Well, I had a bit of a COVID scare recently.
Yeah, Nicole was yakking her brains out.
Well, I was throwing up, but and it wasn't COVID, but I was like, I kind of hope it's COVID so I can stop
Worrying.
worrying about it so much. But it wasn't. It was just the
Yeah.
stomach flu.
You like think that's gonna happen when you have COVID, but you still worry about it.
Yeah, I still haven't had it,
Like I
so.
got my antibody results back. This was like a while ago now, and they came back positive. And I was like, yay, but I didn't like alter any of my behavior really. Some people do though. Some people
Oh.
literally get their antibody tests and go like balls to the wall and start just like coughing in everyone's mouths and
Oh
like
my God.
going to everything.
No, that's not good either. I would just feel less guilty about like getting coffee with my like one friend that I see, you know? That's fine. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. All of it's hard. And it's so crazy too, because I like get happy hour with my work friends, and then I feel so guilty. Meanwhile, I see Snapchats of like fucking sorority girls literally partying like
Yeah.
nothing's going on.
Like at
And I,
Boulder.
like, yep, in Boulder,
Not to name drop or call
some.
anyone out, but Boulder.
But if you go to CU Boulder, you should probably chill out and just
Yeah,
like stay home for a little while. Flatten the curve, dude.
no kidding. I bet Boulder's cases are a little bit scary.
It is scary. They're all, I mean, yeah. I don't know. I think since, I don't know, I was just gonna get political, but we don't have to do that.
I just want to know like what the high schoolers are doing. Because I was talking to my friend who has siblings in high school, and she was showing me their like TikToks of them in like random parking lots like doing dances. I just feel like right being a high schooler right now would be so weird and awful.
I know. Well, I was talking to my sister who's a junior in college, and she's like, literally, like, this is the worst time for this to be happening. And I'm like, all of it's the worst. Like,
Yeah.
your
People were
situation
gonna get
sucks.
married
Oh
during
my
this. Like, that's the
God.
worst, too.
People did get married. They were like, we don't care. We want to be married
Yeah.
so bad,
I
but we're
just
going to
don't
have a
ever think I'm
COVID
gonna love
wedding.
someone that much. Like, a wedding isn't about you and your partner. It's like about all the attention that you and your partner will get.
Yeah, and why would you throw a wedding if you can only have like your fucking parents there? That's not the point.
No.
Then I don't know. It just like seems like such a waste. You shouldn't ever get married, period, but
Me in particular,
no, just like
people
the
just shouldn't
general
get
people
married.
just shouldn't get married.
Yeah, the tax break, though, is pretty good, pretty significant,
I don't really know a lot about it.
isn't it? Aren't there like financial
There are
in
like
the
financial
US?
tax breaks. Yeah, there are, because they want to like keep the nuclear family or whatever, but I think it only lasts for like 5 years or something. I don't know. If you're married way in, I've literally no idea. And also,
We're
why are
both
there
just
tax
pulling
breaks to be
information
married?
out of our
I'm just like
asses.
trying to
Well, I
remember
just know
like
that that
what I
was a
read
big
in.
part also of like why like gay marriage was such a big deal in the US because like obviously they of obviously for reasons of equality, but also because there are like benefits to being married, like both medical and financial benefits that people
Yeah,
wanted.
well, that's why it's
Question
super
mark?
fucked
Question
up,
mark?
because that was like people who are gay, that was like their whole argument. They were like, we want to get married for love. And the government was like, no, we hate you. And they were like, well, what about the tax breaks, though? Like, don't you want to keep the family nuclear? And they were like, oh, good point. And then I think that gay marriage became legal. I don't know. I don't know anything. I've never read a
Yeah,
book. I just.
history. And then at some point, RuPaul started fracking.
Yeah.
And that's my gay history lesson for the day.
Yeah, fracking is bad though, you guys, just for
It's
the
really
record.
bad.
And you should probably be using
Do you know what
only nuclear.
fracking is?
Yeah, you like dig a hole in the ground and like you penetrate the ground and then emissions go into the air and it causes global warming.
Okay, because I genuinely have no idea what fracking is,
Oh, that's
so.
what it is. Well, they're trying to like they're trying to get oil and like they're trying to use the oil.
How is that
So
different from
dumb.
like other like from oil rigs?
Well, I think it's kind of the same, but oil aren't oil rigs like in the ocean? I wasn't prepared for this conversation in this way, I think. But I just know fracking is bad if you're
I
like an
know. Literally
environmentalist.
the only thing I have prepared is like a synopsis and notes of episode 13 of The Vampire Diaries. Like
Yeah,
I'm
I don't
like,
know
shit, I
anything.
didn't print out anything about fracking
I know, or like the
or the
history
gay
of gay marriage.
community.
Sorry.
Shit.
Let us know though.
Yeah, if you have the answers to these questions, let me know. RuPaul, if you're listening.
Yeah, hey RuPaul.
Hey, Ru. Stop fracking.
My tummy hurts.
Does it? Are you gonna throw up?
No, I think I just ate too much. No one, I don't wish the stomach flu on my worst enemy. It's
Do you feel like
horrid.
kind of skinny?
I did lose 2 pounds, but I did eat a lot of pasta.
Weighed yourself.
Yeah, obviously I was like I didn't eat anything for 2 days and I threw everything up. Maybe I and I did. I lost 2 pounds. So if you ever want to get skinny, don't eat except drink a Gatorade and have a quarter cup of chicken noodle soup
A
and
quarter cup. That's so little.
it's nothing. It's
That's
all I could
probably what the
keep
actual
down.
serving size is, though.
Yeah, it's like you can have a quarter cup for like 100 calories or the whole pack for 500 calories,
I miss the
so.
days where I didn't look at like serving sizes and like all
Were there
that
ever
shit.
days where you didn't look at serving sizes?
Yeah.
I feel like I just remember watching that stupid that Super Size Me documentary in middle
Oh
school
my
and being like, "Oh my
God.
God, calories are bad for me."
Oh no.
Yeah.
That's really
So
disordered thinking, Nicole.
yeah, no, my relationship with food is super toxic. That's not a secret to anyone.
Yeah.
We're
Oh my God, a
working on
quarter
it.
cup of chicken noodle soup.
Well, that wasn't because of my disordered eating. That's because I was throwing up. But
Ew. I guess we'll talk about what we're here to talk about,
yeah, okay. Season 1,
which
episode
is gay
13,
rights.
which is, yeah, RuPaul.
Season 1, episode 13. What is the name of this one?
Children of the Damned.
Children of the Damned. That's so dramatic of them. Like, you're a CW show. Like, this is
Yeah.
HBO.
Yeah.
Relax. We start with a cheeky little flashback, which I love.
Oh yeah, this whole episode is riddled with flashbacks, so just bear with us.
Yeah, I feel like we should include a roadmap with
Yeah,
this
no, it's
episode.
super confusing and they don't lay it out in like a very nice way for us
Yeah, no, it's not
to
chronological at all. We're gonna be hopping back and forth, but
It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be really fun.
it's fine. I'm gonna try my best, and I'm probably gonna have a migraine by the end of this.
Okay, good. Mine is already starting,
Just
so
from
let's get it.
exerting my brain so much, I'm not
I
used to
know.
it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so it's 1864. Our girl Catherine, fab as ever,
Yeah, she
is
looks good.
she stops a horse-drawn carriage. It's just the 1864 version of like every other opening for this show. She's
Yeah.
like, "Help, help, my husband, help, help." And Damon is laying on the road pretending to be like injured or something, and one guy goes to help him, and then the other guy, Catherine's like, rah, and does and attacks him.
Wait, there's like this fun little line that I loved. She's like, "You need to help my husband," and he's like, "Ma'am, it's not safe for you to be out here all by your lonesome or whatever." And then she's like, "Yeah, you're right. It's not safe." And then she attacks him. Like
Oh,
a
yeah, I guess I just
feminist
wasn't paying
icon. No,
attention.
that's okay. I just thought it was fun.
Yeah, and then she kills him, and then Damon gets up, and the other guy's like, "Ooh, what the hell just happened back there?" And then Catherine kills him too, and then turns to Damon and is like, "That's how it's done."
Yeah, like get used to it. And I just want to say that Nina Dobrev in this role, I think, is way more fitting than her role in
Yeah,
as
it's
Elena.
way more interesting to watch her play Catherine than it
It's
is to
more
watch her play
interesting. I think she's
Elena.
better at it. Like, she's so sassy and
It's more fun.
it's really fun.
I really like 1864 Damon. He's really like simpy,
Yeah, he
and
is.
I like him in this like weird, weakened mortal state. He just like seems like
Yeah.
he's so intimidating in the show, and when you see him like this and he's wearing like a little blouse and he's like Catherine's little lap dog, I think it's funny. And then she has like blood all over her face and she's like, "Kiss me." And he like scrambles to get out a little handkerchief to like wipe her blood up.
Yeah,
And she's like,
gross.
"No, like soon you're gonna love the taste of blood." And then they make out with all the like fake blood on Nina Dobrev's face.
Yeah,
So
ew.
gnarly. And then that's, you know, roll the title, and we got our fix of homicide within the first 5 minutes as usual.
Thank God.
It was I was getting worried after the last episode when it started with just like Elena talking. I was like, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa. This is
Yeah, so then
love."
we're back in present day. Sorry, Stefan is snuggling with Elena, which is really triggering for me because the way he was holding her was like so fully and completely and like with such intention. Then I was like, wow, to be
Physical
held.
touch.
Yeah.
And Damon is like sitting on the edge of the bed and they don't see him there, and he's like, "Good morning."
Yeah. Yeah, she's like literally completely clothed. But Damon has like a fun little one-liner here because Stefan's like, "Oh my God, like show some respect or something." And
Yes,
Damon's like, "Oh
ma'am.
please, if I haven't seen something I've already seen, I'll throw a dollar at it." It's just
It's a
funny.
piece of work. Yeah. So there, Damon's like, "Okay, let's get started. You promised to help me find the grimoire," which, if you recall, is like the spell book that he needs to get Catherine out of the tomb. And he's like, "Stefan, you promised to help me. Elena," he basically calls them like a threesome now. He's like,
Yeah,
"I
he's
need
like,
you
this
to
is so
find,"
fun.
he's like, "I need you to find Jonathan Gilbert's journal that will tell us where the grimoire is." Elena just like is such, she just loves the attention that Damon gives her also, and she's like, "Okay, I'll look for it today." And
Yeah,
like
she secretly
fucks
loves being on his
off.
good side. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we warned you guys we're gonna be hopping around a lot. Then we flash
Yeah.
back to 1864. Damon and Catherine are like getting jiggy with it. I love Catherine's corsets. Her boobs literally are like heaving. They're up to her
Poppin'.
chin.
Yeah, they are.
It's really extreme. She's gonna knock someone out. But they're like getting jiggy with it when Emily, who's Bonnie's ancestor, who was Catherine's handmaid, slash she's a witch, slash they're really dancing around the slavery thing, which we've talked about before.
But they're like super in cahoots too.
Yes, she literally is. They're like the dream team kind of situation.
Yeah.
Like Catherine's a vampire, Emily's a witch, and like helps her with everything and whatever. And Emily comes in and she's like, "Oh, Miss Catherine, Pearl is here to see you." And in walks a vampire MILF
Yeah, dude.
named Pearl. She's just so beautiful. She looks like Lucy Liu, kind of.
Oh my God, yes. Yep.
But like, I don't know what. She's
I don't know. She's
beautiful.
yeah, she's super beautiful. She
I
comes
don't know
to
what
meet
else to
with
say.
no, yeah, she comes to meet with Catherine. And she's super worried because she's like, you can't keep meeting with the Salvatore brothers. Like, what are you
She's
doing?
like, everyone knows you're fucking both of them, Catherine. Like, she's
Yeah.
like, it's not a secret. She's like,
Yeah.
also, they know you're a vampire and that's shady.
Yeah, and Catherine's
And
like, don't worry about it, girl.
Catherine's not worried at all. She's a little
No,
too
she's a little,
confident.
yeah, it's kind of scary to see her with this much
I know we're used
confidence.
to seeing Nina Dobrev playing Elena, who, like,
So meek.
so meek, has such straight hair. Catherine's is so curly and
Oh
beautiful.
my God.
I want
She
to
just,
smell
yeah.
it. I want
Yeah,
to answer
well,
it.
me too.
Pearl seems to be this like older vampire that she seems to have more of like a leadership position amongst the vampires, or at least over Catherine. She's like kind of a wiser. She kind of like is the one who says when it's time to leave and is in the know if people are starting to like catch on to them. So she shows
Yeah.
Catherine that one of the storekeepers is selling for vervain as like an elixir, but she's selling it at a very, very reduced cost. So capitalism, I have taken an economics class before, and it's in my, it is in, I believe that when people sell goods at a very low price, they are then bought up at a higher rate. Can you confirm that?
That's true.
Like, I'm playing dumb here,
Because
but
that is
bitches love a
correct.
sale, all right? So everyone in the town is now drinking this elixir that has vervain in it.
Yeah.
So Pearl's like, someone's
So
caught
they
on.
should
Someone
be
in the
really
Founders
worried.
Council, which even existed back then, is on to them and is now wanting everyone in the town to be on vervain. So Pearl's like, I think we should move. But Catherine's like, no, I'm having so much fun Eiffel Towering these brothers. While they're talking, Pearl's daughter's around and she's like, honey, like, be careful because she's touching a horse. I thought that was kind of weird and unnecessary. But
They
her
just like needed to
daughter,
introduce her.
yeah, they're like, how do we, but her daughter turns around and it's Anna.
Anna, you guys, our little stalker.
Who's so
Yeah.
annoying. And let me tell you, the 1864 look is not working for her. They have her dressed up as a Cabbage Patch Kid,
Yeah, well, she's
like
still
a
portrayed as like a
bonnet,
child. Yeah.
which is she like 14? They made
Well,
her look really young.
that's what I'm wondering. Like, when would she turn into a vampire?
I
Because
just want to know
she.
how old are all these people? Like, what year are they in high school? Is Jeremy a
Yeah.
freshman?
Jeremy looks like he's about 19. So
I'm just so confused.
I'm super confused.
Suspend your disbelief. But yeah, we find out
So
it's Anna.
Pearl and Anna are related.
That's it.
That's that scene.
Back to 2012, I
12
think.
question mark? That sounds right.
Anna's calling Jeremy. Oh my God, Anna. And she's like, hey, it's me, Anna, soccer chick and foosball champion.
Oh
Just
my
wanted to see if you
God.
want a rematch sometime. And
So cringy.
I did a full body cringe.
Yeah, that's really rough. Can you
Soccer
imagine
chick and
leaving a
foosball
voicemail like
champion.
that?
I'm gonna start introducing myself to boys that way. Hi, I'm Cheyenne, soccer chick and foosball champion.
But that's not how you identify.
I can identify however I want. Pretty
Okay,
right.
and that's true. That's true. That's facts.
But yeah, I just truly thought that was so awful. And while she's calling him, it like pans out and we can see that her and bartender Ben, who's also a vampire, are like shacked up in a Best Western.
hanging. He has to get ready for his date with Bonnie.
Yeah, and he's like, why did you choose me? I guess she turned him basically so that he can be her like little errand boy.
Oh my God, yeah, well, this is like a really disheartening scene, and he's like, listen, like, why did you choose me out of everyone you could have like chosen? And she was basically like, you didn't have a purpose in life, and I wanted to give you a purpose.
Yeah, that would suck to hear. And now his purpose in life is to like help her get the Gilbert journal, which doesn't seem like a that strong of a purpose.
Yeah, it's like a pretty not very long-term purpose.
Objective.
Yeah, so
And she's like, then afterwards you can live forever still being purposeless and sad. So
yeah, at this time
enjoy.
it's just literally for all eternity, so enjoy that.
Yeah, poor Ben. He seems
Poor
kind of
Ben.
dumb.
Yeah, he's just like hot and dumb, and he seems like pretty sweet, but
Yeah. In the Gilbert household, Elena and Stefan's just like really talking a lot of smack about Damon. He's like, I feel bad for lying, but also like he has no regard for human life and he's not trustworthy. And no matter what, like if this tomb is open, so many people will die. So that's why I'm just pretending to help him. And Elena's like,
yeah, he has like
okay.
Stefan has a lot of like a lot of turmoil going on in his head and his heart, and he's constantly revealing it to the whole world, and none of us need to know about it, but
I think that's beautiful.
kind of, I
I just love
guess.
how transparent.
Yeah, he's super transparent. Like keep it inside, actually,
I prefer,
Stefan.
yeah, actually do what we all are asking men not to do and repress your emotions.
Please repress for 5 fucking minutes.
So we can all take a break. Elena gets out a
Yeah.
box of like all the old family things because they're looking for the journal. And she takes out a picture of Jonathan Gilbert, who looks straight out of Mumford and Sons, or straight out of like a Austin, Texas bar. He runs a
Yeah.
startup,
Yeah.
plays a little guitar on the side, that kind of thing. Loves a
Yeah.
PA.
Yeah.
Anyways, he also had a journal. That they're looking
He
for.
also loves to journal, much like everyone in this family,
Yeah, they
in
all
this
fucking
show.
journal all the time. And then Jeremy just strolls in and is like, "Oh, the journal I gave that to Mr. Saltzman." Cut to Mr. Saltzman sitting in pitch black reading.
Like hunched over reading this journal.
They just like show him reading. I don't know, I guess to prove to us that he has it. And then they
He
cut to
does have the
another freaking
journal.
scene from the 1864 era.
Oh my God. Okay.
I know, we're like, I feel like a ping pong ball. Is
Yeah.
everyone keeping up?
I'm not. Let's
Okay.
continue.
Then we find out some crazy information. The crazy information is as follows. Stefan and Damon's dad is named Giuseppe Salvatore.
Hot.
Isn't Giuseppe the name of the toy maker who makes Pinocchio?
Oh my God. Yep.
Am I thinking that incorrectly?
No, I think that's right. I think that's right.
Do you think Stefan and Damon's dad, Giuseppe Salvatore, is perhaps responsible for Pinocchio becoming a real boy?
I think almost certainly.
There's not really any way that he's not.
I would agree. I mean, that's like a pretty uncommon name, no matter your ethnicity. Where does that even come from, you think? Is it like Italian?
I think so.
German? It doesn't matter. It's
I don't think it's
unique.
German.
I've never heard it, and therefore it must be quite rare of a name.
Yeah, and I had to pause and take a second because I forgot his name is Giuseppe Salvatore. It's
Yeah.
spelled G, IUSEPPE. If anyone wants to write that down in their baby names list that we all have on our iPhones
Oh my
or their dog
God.
names list, that's a great dog name, Giuseppe.
Giuseppe, that's actually super cute.
Or like a wiener dog.
What's on your baby names list?
Well, I don't know if I have a baby names list, actually.
Why would you're kidding. You have to.
Have a dog names list. You want to hear it?
Yeah, I do.
I really want to get a cat and name him Chad.
Cute.
I think that would be hilarious.
Super funny.
I also want to get either a dog or a cat and name her mommy.
Mommy. Mommy.
Mommy.
That's funny. I think a cat named Mommy would be funny.
For dog names, I think that Kevin is really good. Dave.
Jesus.
Wiggle.
Wiggle's
This is
cute.
my new favorite. I just recently added it. Scooch.
Scooch. Oh my God, when I was little, my nickname was Scoocher
That's really cute.
because when I would crawl, I would like scoot backwards. So my parents called me
You were
Scoocher.
throwing it back from day one.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I have a
Wow.
dog and his name's Goose, which was it was hard to pick a dog name though.
Do people think that you're really into what's that
Top
movie?
Gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, people ask, they're like, oh, Goose from Top Gun. And I was like, ha. Like, usually when people ask if his name's from Top Gun, I just say yes because I don't want to, like, if they don't get it, they're not going to get it. You know what I mean? It's his name's Goose because it's funny and cute and,
It's,
like, dumb.
yeah.
And he's such a little silly
You
goose.
idiots. This isn't about cinema.
He's a dog and his name's Goose. You get it? Idiot.
You idiot. Yeah, so Giuseppe Salvatore is in on the vampire thing and he's trying to kill him. He's trying to kill them all.
Yeah.
And he's
Giuseppe's pissed. Keep in mind that, just as a reminder, that in 1872, Damon and Stefan were mere mortals, so that's important.
correct.
Right.
And Giuseppe is walking with his sons and he's basically saying like there's vampires and we're gonna kill them all.
Yeah, they're like, is that cool?
And they're like, yeah, for
And
sure, Dad.
no, Damon and Stefan were like, oh yeah, I guess they did say, like, yeah, of course we'll help you get the vampires, Dad. Like, no worries.
He also said something that I thought was really interesting about Damon. He's like, first of all, Giuseppe is a bloody Confederate.
Yeah.
You just know.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I trust you, Stefan, to like know what it's like to know what your duty is, but Damon, I'm not so sure about. And Stefan's like, well, it was his choice to desert the Confederacy.
Okay, points for Damon, I guess.
Yeah, points for the absolute bare minimum of like not thinking that people should be able to own other people. I think that's
Great
a
job,
star for Damon.
Damon. Nice.
So yeah, I wanted to throw that in. But after he tells them that they're gonna help him kill all the vampires, Stefan's like, Damon, like if we talk to him about Catherine, they won't kill her. Like he loves Catherine, and then they show like a weird, cheeky little scene of Catherine and Giuseppe playing croquet, and I kind of think Catherine was also maybe fucking Giuseppe.
Oh my God, there's no way she wasn't. She like puts her hand on his shoulder and like strokes his back. It was like ha ha ha,
I
like
feel
good game
like
or whatever.
she would like a silver fox. She's literally like 300 years old.
Yeah.
She's
Catherine
the
doesn't
silver
play by the
fox.
rules, yeah.
But anyways, Damon's like, I don't think that's a good idea. Like, we shouldn't tell him. He'd just kill Catherine too. And he's like, Stefan, promise me that you won't tell our dad that Catherine's a vampire. And Stefan's like, I promise. And then
Yeah.
literally turns around and goes and tells
He's like, Daddy.
Donnie, bestie, you're not gonna hear what I'm about. Bestie,
Bestie, you're not gonna like what I Bestie, I
I
have
have
to tell you
something.
something.
Daddy, I have to tell you something that you're not gonna like. He actually doesn't like straight out tell him, but he goes to his dad and is basically like, I've been thinking about what you were saying about killing the vampires, and like, I just think that what if there are good vampires, and what if we're killing actual people that just have,
Just happen to be
different
vampires.
preferences. He's very he takes a very progressive approach
Yeah,
to the
he's
whole
super
thing.
liberal in his views on
Listen, we
vampires.
know he'd be all for Bernie. We've talked about it.
Yeah, he would be at his like rallies in like 1970 or whatever.
But his father
His
is
daddy.
smarter. His daddy Giuseppe Salvatore is a little bit smarter than that, and he
Yeah.
basically interprets what Stefan is saying as he, I guess,
He's in
maybe has
love with
already
Catherine.
suspected Catherine. Maybe because he's also been fugging
Probably
her. They've
has.
been fugging. And so he spikes Stefan's drink with vervain so that later, when Stefan and Catherine are getting jiggy with it, she's like
In
straddling
a
him.
super explicit, yeah.
It's a very intense scene. I recommend that everyone goes back and watches it a second or a third or even a fourth time.
Yeah, whatever you need. But
Self
it is a good
care.
one. She's wearing like a corset where again she is
So
bussin'
great.
out of it.
Bussin'.
Absolutely
Yeah.
bussin'.
It's wild. And then as
Her
she's
curls are
like,
flailing.
yeah, they really are. They're flying everywhere. As she's like on top of him, she bites his shoulder. And then it's kind of weird. He like moans in a really not
Yeah, it
super in
was
pain way, and kind of like a,
pleasure.
yeah, so maybe Stefan's a little bit more of a freak than we give him credit for, or at
I
least in
can see him.
1864 he was. But
Yeah.
then she like freaks out, does the weird choking thing they do with vervain, and she's like, vervain, and then passes out onto the ground. Giuseppe immediately bursts into the room. I
Yeah,
think he
he's
was
been
listening at the
listening. He was literally ear to the door,
Maybe she
waiting.
came, right from his room.
I wouldn't put it past her.
And Giuseppe goes in the room and he's like, Stefan, call the sheriff. And Stefan's like, no.
And
But it,
Giuseppe's like, you don't even actually love her. Like, she's making you feel these things.
yeah.
The power women have, truly.
Yeah,
But
she's got a voodoo clam.
I guess so.
And then
Some of
they
us
like
do, and some
haul
of
her.
us don't.
Yeah, we recently found out that Nicole has a voodoo clam.
That's what the people are saying. I cannot
It's the word
confirm or
around town.
deny.
But yeah, they like haul Catherine away. I just want to say really quickly, Giuseppe, it's the same thing that we've seen in other episodes, like with the Founders Council and like Sheriff Forbes and stuff. He's right. Like, these literally are all serial
Man
killers. Every
eaters,
single one of
yeah.
these people has killed like 5+, if not 20+, people in the town. Like, we literally are on the wrong side in who we're rooting for right now.
Are we though? Because at the end of the day, they're still people, are they not? Do you think just because they take a life, an eye for an eye, like, do you think,
Are you asking me if I
do
believe
you
in the death
think that?
penalty?
Yeah, I'm talking about capital punishment.
Oh my God. Listen, I
I
don't
just
believe in
think.
that at all. But what I'm trying to say is that in the 1864 mindset, when people, murderers were like pretty much always hung and stuff, like, just saying.
Kill him. No, I know. I mean, you're not
I
wrong. Like,
see what he's saying. Okay. He's got a point. The man makes a point.
I'm just playing devil's advocate, but no, you're right. I mean, these vampires are literally killing anyone that they lay eyes on, because they need to survive, and obviously that's not good for the town's well-being as a whole.
So we're back in the present day, back to Alaric reading Jonathan Gilbert's journal.
In the dark.
And literally in the dark, like all the blinds
With
are
one
shut,
lamp.
one singular light bulb is burning. And we see Anna watching him, and she, I think he can sense that there's someone there. And so he's like, hello, hello. And she like moves quickly and does the weird vampire swishy thing. And he is like kind of freaked out. So he goes to his locker. Teachers have lockers here. I'm a little bit confused about that.
Yeah, he just has a little locker for his
For his
things.
weapons, for his homemade weapons.
Yeah, he
Just want
has
to
like
say that
this.
this is a school teacher who has weapons in a locker. It's a,
Sorry.
it looks handmade. It's like this handmade, like Nerf gun ass. Looks like he made it out of like a PVC pipe. And he goes into his room with it and he sees someone there and he shoots. And it's Stefan. And he catches the wooden like stake thing before it hits him. And
Yeah.
Stefan looks so Edward Cullen in this scene. It's insane. Like same hair.
Yeah, he like has really light makeup and like dark brows and eyes.
Yeah, and
Spooky.
Stefan stops him from reloading the gun and then literally like throws him to the ground and then makes
Yeah.
him sit, and he's like, sit, and he makes him sit in a desk.
Yeah, like a little student.
Wish he'd do that to me.
I know. He was like, sit down. And he's like,
Alaric's like, oh shit. Can you also keep in mind, Stefan is one of his high school history students.
oh, yeah. He like, they know each other.
So uncomfortable. I'm like embarrassed for them.
I know. Me
It's an
too.
awkward situation.
Oh my God. Seeing your teacher outside of school is so awkward.
Especially when you're a vampire and they're trying to kill you with
And they
their
just tried
homemade
to
gun.
try to stake you in the heart.
Yeah.
And basically Alaric tells Stefan why he's there. He tells him that his wife was murdered by a vampire. Well, I guess he says that his wife's life mission was to study mystic creatures.
Yeah, she was a parapsychologist, which I don't know if that's a real thing, but if it is, I kind of wish I had majored in that. That would have been cool.
It's definitely
I just
not,
want to
but
find Bigfoot.
yeah, see if like God is real or something. I don't really know, but they so he, oh my God, my brain.
It's okay. So he tells Stefan that he saw Damon killing his wife,
Yeah.
and that he never found the body. So he wants to know where the body is. And Stefan actually tells him that he'll help him as long as he's not here for like revenge, because he knows that Damon will just end up killing him if that's what he's there for. And then he says,
Yeah.
okay, I'll help you. Also, really quick, where is my friend Johnny G's journal? And Alaric's like, oh, it's right there on my desk. And Stefan turns and it's gone.
Yeah.
Because our girl Anna took it. And now
Yeah, Anna was there and she took it.
she's like reading it back in her Best Western. And Ben is like, okay, I'm gonna go take Bonnie out and get information from her. Do you wanna say
No,
it or
he's
should
like,
I?
well, he's like over her shoulder, and she's like, don't you need to get ready for a date? And he's like, God, he's like, yeah, I guess I do. Like, bye. And he like tries to lean in for a kiss, and Anna like pushes him away. Anna's
She's
not interested.
not down. So he
Which
goes
is weird
and,
because Ben is way hotter than her.
yeah, he is. He looks like a bottom barrel Taylor Lautner
Yeah, okay. I was like, what does
kind
he look like? Like, I know he looks like someone, but it's probably just some
not to reference Twilight again, but
again, but
then Bonnie and Ben actually did karaoke. I
yeah,
wish
they
they would
did
have included
karaoke.
that scene.
Yeah, they didn't even show it, those cowards.
So funny. And then they're sitting at the karaoke bar, which literally every bar in Mystic Falls looks like an Applebee's. Like there's no spice, there's no decor. It's all beige.
Yeah, with like a, it kind of looked like a Panera.
Oh my God.
There
Yeah,
was
you're
like a
right. It does look
fireplace in the
like a
background.
Panera. So they're sitting
Like,
at Panera after karaoke night,
yeah,
which Panera hosted, evidently.
I guess.
And he's like really prying for information. He tries to ask her a lot about Elena. And Bonnie's like, we're like sisters. I would die for her.
Yeah, and Ben's like, awesome.
It's like perf, perf,
Which, like, I
perf,
was trying to think about it from Bonnie's perspective, and to have a guy be like, oh, I remember you, like, had this friend. Like, how's she doing? It seems sweet. And if it was well-intentioned, it would be really nice of him.
Yeah, I know he from her perspective, it's going great. So great that she like takes a chance and goes to kiss him. And the moment she kisses him, she pulls back because she probably felt whatever feeling she gets with vampires.
Yeah.
And she's like, I like covers it up somehow and says
She
she's
like
gonna go to the
tells him,
bathroom.
yeah, she's like, you know what? I want this date to continue and like I'm having so much fun. Let's have coffee and like see where the night takes us. I'm just gonna go to the bathroom really fast.
Also, coffee, like at what I'm assuming is like 8 or 9 p.m. She's insane.
I can't even drink coffee past like 12.
Like, the woman is crazy. I had
The
an
woman's
espresso martini. I shared it with a friend for like dessert at a restaurant the other night.
Were you up for
I
hours?
was in my bed, like clenching my teeth and staring at the ceiling until 4 a.m. when I
No
finally took
way.
like 30 milligrams of melatonin and fell asleep
Oh my God,
from
no.
half an espresso martini.
See, maybe an espresso
Okay.
martini would be nice, like
It was
if you were like
delicious, but
about to go out and
God.
party.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's like the rich woman's vodka Red Bull, I
Well,
feel
yeah,
like.
like when people go. When people like have espressos before they like go out, I'm like, are you crazy, dude?
I do that sometimes.
Oh, that's
But not
brave.
like if I'm gonna go out for dinner or something. No, hell no. But
Not
if I'm
too
like going, if
casual.
I'm hitting the town, which I don't do
Yeah.
anymore, let me make
Right.
myself
We're in a
clear.
pandemic, you
You're
guys.
in a Panera Bread? In a
In
Ponderosa?
a Pocahontas?
You really think that I'm gonna go out
In a
during a
panini press?
pandemonium in
In
a panini press?
a Pentatonix?
You're way quicker than me with these.
No,
I'll
it's
think
only
of it.
because I.
I'll
It's
think
only
of
because.
so many when we hang up.
It's only because I read through like a TikTok's comments once and I was like, these are so
That's
funny.
so
You think I'm gonna
hilarious.
go out in a Panda Express?
Anyways, I don't,
Sorry.
if I'm actually like hitting the town or like going like clubbing or something until like the wee hours of the morning, yeah, I'll have a little legal stimulant before I go out, but yeah, no, I'm not 16 years old in a karaoke bar at a Panera Bread saying that I'm gonna get
Yeah.
coffee with my date. Like, what?
Yeah, oh my God.
She is just like such a random way for her to pretend that everything was fine. Like, that's a like if someone said that to me, I'd be like, something's wrong with you.
No,
Like,
yeah,
something
well,
is wrong
also
with us.
she pulled away and he was like, "What's wrong?" And she's like, "Oh, I just kissed you way too soon." What? Girl, literally what? And then she implies that they're gonna like have sex later, kind of. Cause he was like, "What do you wanna do?" When she was like, "Let's keep hanging out." He was like, "What do you wanna do?" And she's like, "Let's just like see where the night takes us. Let's like get an espresso and like stay out." I don't know. Just
Oh,
seems
perhaps. Yeah.
sketchy.
Maybe
But
she
anyway,
wasn't
so
just going to the
she,
bathroom.
yeah. And she is trying to sneak out the back door. She like glances over at him and he's sitting at the table. And the second she opens the door, he like grabs her from behind. And he's like
That's
all vampire-y.
where we leave Bonnie until the next episode, straight up.
Yeah, so
Like, we do
Bonnie's
not
been
see her again. She's been
kidnapped.
kidnapped.
Damn.
Also, Caroline isn't in this episode at all. Apparently, she's at her dad's, and I miss her.
Oh yeah, they did like cover for her, I guess.
Okay, I'm really excited to talk about this. So now that Bonnie's been kidnapped, we're going back to the Gilbert house,
Yeah,
where
present day.
Damon is cooking dinner. Aunt Jenna is sitting on the counter drinking wine and just watching Damon cook.
Yeah,
I
just
love her.
Googling him
I'm
like a
so
piece of
happy for
meat.
her.
And she's like chugging this wine, by the way.
She really is. I'm surprised she doesn't have like blue teeth.
Oh my God, I hate drinking red wine because
I
the
get the
teeth thing.
worst. Yeah, it's
I
really
know, mine's
bad.
really bad. And no one tells you either. It's like so embarrassing.
Yeah. So Elena walks in and is like, "Hi, Damon." Jenna leaves them, and Damon asks Elena straight up if he can trust Stefan, because Damon and Elena have like kind of a weird bond since their road trip, and Elena kind of sees the best in him, I think, and he knows that.
Yeah.
And so he asks her to be really honest with him without compelling her. At first, she thinks he's compelling him, but he's not compelling her. He's just truly asking her, and she lies to him. She lies hard, long and hard.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Damon should know better at this point.
Yeah.
And I don't know what he expected from Elena, obviously, whether or
She, her
not.
loyalties lie with Stefan.
Yeah, like, whether or not Stefan has good intentions or not. Elena's not going to be the one to like reveal that to him.
Yeah, she's like, "Of course you can trust him." And he kind of threatens her and is like, "Okay, well, just don't get in my way."
Yeah.
And Elena's wearing a white lace cami under a tight long sleeve purple shirt, just so everyone can visualize that.
She
We've all
sure
seen it.
is. And then they're like making dinner. This is very like quintessential family dinner gathering. At one point, Damon and Jeremy are playing video games
It's
together.
so funny. I really love that part. It's so cute.
It's really cute, and they're like, they're whatever they're playing, and our boy Jay keeps getting texts that he's obviously
He
avoiding, and Damon.
tosses his phone so far away from him when Anna texts
He's getting texts from Anna, and Damon's like, "Who are you dodging?" And
him.
Jeremy's like, "Oh, this like weird girl, like she keeps hitting me up." And Damon's like, is she hot?" And he goes, "Yeah, she's hot, but she's kind of weird." And then Damon goes, "Hot trumps weird." So, in
Not
case you
wrong.
guys were wondering, hot trumps weird.
And then Stefan arrives and is like, "Someone has the journal, like Alaric, it got swiped away while I was there." And I love Jeremy's line. He says what we're all thinking. This is the only thing I've ever liked that's come out of Jeremy's mouth. He goes, "Why is everybody so obsessed with that thing?" Because they're asking him like who else he told about it, and they find out it was Anna. And so Damon leaves to find Anna using Jeremy as like bait, because Jeremy was basically like, "Yeah, actually I do want to play foosball with your weird ass."
Yeah, he's like going on a weird date with her.
Yeah, to the Mystic Girl, of course. And then Damon sees her
Obviously.
from afar as he's watching them and realizes that it's Pearl's daughter. So then he tracks her and follows her into the restroom. Yikesies,
Not very me too of him.
and he attacks her, and they both just end up like choking each other for a while and then give up.
Yeah, then they both just like they're like, okay, truce or whatever.
And then while he's choking Anna in the bathroom, Stefan tells Elena that Alaric had made a copy of the journal and gave it to him. So he basically was throwing Damon off.
Yeah, so Stefan already has the journal, and they're reading. Stefan and Elena are reading through the journal, trying to like crack the code about where the grimoire is. And the journal says something about how like Giuseppe will take his secrets to the grave. And so Stefan's like, "Oh my God, it's buried with my father. Like we have to go dig up my dead dad."
This is where the show really takes a turn. Like, just the show in general, not just this episode. When they start digging up graves and shit, it is no longer a cheeky little vampire show. Like, now they're starting to, like, commit, like, posthumous crimes.
Yeah, no, it's like pretty heinous.
It's disgusting. I feel so bad for Stefan in this scene. They're literally, like, poor Elena is 16 years old with a vampire boyfriend. They're both digging with shovels up his father's grave.
Well, to be fair, Stefan like turns to Elena and he's like, "Oh, flash forward, they're at the grave digging
Oh
up the
yeah,
father."
sorry. I was hoping everyone would catch on. They're digging up his
They
dad's grave.
probably did, but Stefan was like, turns to Elena and is like, you don't have to do this with me. And Elena's like, no, I like want to. Like I
She's like,
said,
no, I
I.
love it.
Yeah, she's like, this is so fun for me. So she stays, but
It's like when
Stefan
you're
does give her
at
an
like
out.
Home Depot and they're like, you don't have to look for,
A 32
different
inch
type of
screw.
meals with me, and you're literally having the worst time of your life. Like, you'd rather be digging up a grave. And you're like, no, I love this. I love spending quality time with
You're like, no, I love going to Home Depot to find sandpaper. This is so fun.
sandpaper. But yeah, Stefan's literally has to open his dad's grave and like look at his father's skeleton
Yes, really. And
and pull it out.
he's like fully a skeleton. It's like very traumatic.
It's really yucky. But it was also kind of funny because it did look like a store-bought like Halloween skeleton a little bit.
Oh yeah, like yeah,
Some poor
100%.
production assistant had to like just dump a bunch of dirt on like a Dollar Tree Halloween skeleton.
Yeah, exactly.
So Anna, I guess, took Damon back to the Best Western and they go to talk, and she basically tells Damon that the key to open the tomb is hidden in Giuseppe's journal. And she basically says, here, look at your dad's journal. She's basically like, we can help each other. I want that tomb open also. And Damon just takes the journal and is like, I work alone actually, and leaves.
Yeah, he's like, thanks, bye.
Bye, Anna. I'm also annoyed by you.
Yeah, no one likes Anna, which is funny, except for Ben, and Ben doesn't Anna doesn't want Ben.
Yeah. Like, sorry, she's such a girl boss.
Yeah.
So Damon seems to figure out also that the grimoire would be. Oh, wait, no, it was written. So Damon, I'm assuming, reads the journal, figures out that the grimoire is in his dad's grave. And so Damon shows up while Stefan and Elena are like pulling the grimoire out of the grave.
Yeah,
And
and
Damon,
he's like, y'all lied to me, so thanks for that.
his feelings are really hurt.
Yeah, he's really sad.
He's like really bummed. He's like, damn. And he's also especially bummed with Elena because he's like, I actually kind of trusted you. Like, Stefan, I knew maybe would fuck me over, but I didn't expect you. Which is sad.
Yeah, well, it's sad. This is like the most emotion we've seen out of Damon, and for me, it gives him a lot of motive for like why he's been such an asshole. Like he really loved Catherine, whether or not she was compelling him, like he had really strong feelings for her. It's super obvious that he loved her. And for hundreds of years, he's been literally doing everything in his power to get her back, and like he's doing this all for love, which is sweet.
That is sweet. But then he threatens to kill Elena unless they give him the grimoire. And Stefan's like, you would never kill her. So like even Stefan knows that like Damon just like wouldn't kill Elena. Like, she's an exception to the rule.
But
So
he like bites his wrist and like feeds Elena his blood. Damon does.
and he's like, okay, then I'll just turn her into a vampire. And Stefan's
Which I
like,
love
oh
that
my god, oh my
that's
god, oh my
being
god, fine, here's a grimoire.
I love that that's being used as like a
A
bad thing.
weapon.
A
I would love to be
weapon.
turned into a vampire.
No, we wouldn't. We've already talked about this.
Oh yeah, life is too long. You're right.
Yeah.
So Stefan's like, oh my god, oh my god, okay, like here. I don't want that for her, whatever. And he's like, give me back Elena and I'll give you the grimoire. So Damon hands back Elena. He sniffs her hair first,
Yeah, oh my
which
God, he sniffs it for so long.
I didn't like that.
I did.
Agree to disagree.
Okay. But they do little tradesies.
And then we have, you guessed it, another motherfucking flashback.
Another flashback.
It shows, people are in a tizzy, let me tell you. Everyone is running around. Catherine's being dragged off with like a weird muzzle on her mouth. All the vampires are being thrown into these like scary wagons with locks. Damon is like, Dad, like, please don't kill my girlfriend. And his dad's like, if you side with vampires, you're also gonna get killed. So maybe you should like fuck right
Shut up.
off.
Yeah.
And Stefan finds Damon. He's like, I'm so sorry, like, we need to save Catherine. But Damon's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, you literally are the reason why he even figured out she's a vampire. And he has a really funny, like, you know how Napoleon Dynamite runs? Like, just
Yeah.
all of a sudden turns and runs. I swear Damon does that. He's like,
No, he
no.
runs away so weird.
And just runs away. Like, so And then we see Pearl, Anna's mom. She ends up getting kind of fucked over because Jonathan Gilbert's compass, the like Gilbert watch, that's a compass, points to her and shows that she's a vampire. So she gets shot and thrown into one of the scary wagons too. Emma or Anna and Emily are watching and see this, but they get away. And Emily promises Anna that she's going to see them all again because Emily did the spell. I don't really like that Emily, who's clearly a very powerful woman, is like being all these vampires' little bitch witch. Like, why is she so loyal to them?
I don't know. Well, she kind of has like a sweet life because she just has to pretend that she's like a let's call it a servant, which whatever, we know what it is, but then she probably just gets to like laze around all day and like hang out and just like be a witch, which is her one true passion.
It's true, but she's like doing all these spells for them. I'm like, you need to do some spells for yourself first.
I'm sure she gave herself like a nice.
Think she gave herself, at the very least, like perhaps like one of those like eyebrow, what is it called? Oh, microblading.
Oh, I was gonna say lamination. That's pretty in these days.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know, but she looks hot, so she's doing just fine.
That's true. So that's the end of the flashback. We kind of finally know the way it all went down and why Damon really does blame Stefan for that. And we kind of find out that Stefan really harbors a lot of guilt from that because inadvertently he is the reason that she was caught, but it wasn't.
Yeah, but not really. I mean, it wasn't his fault that he was just like getting jiggy with it, and like it was ultimately their dad's fault that he put vervain in their systems. It could have just as easily have been Steph or Damon as well.
And
So.
he's talking to Elena about it and kind of is telling her the whole story. And she's like, you didn't do anything wrong. Like, you were legit like 12.
Well,
Well, he
yeah.
was like 16. But yeah, it's like now, you know, hundreds of years later, it still causes all these problems with them.
Men
And just
just
like
like can't
harboring
get over it.
resentment
Yeah,
towards
men
your
are so
family
dramatic.
members.
Yeah.
And then Elena's like, Stefan, can you bring me an
Yeah,
aspirin?
she's like, my head hurts.
And she just can't take the heat, so she should get out of the kitchen.
Yeah,
He goes
so
downstairs and asks Jenna for an aspirin.
Jenna like makes a couple comments to Stefan about like, okay, just like keep the door open and like you're not gonna stay the night.
He's like, literally, we've already done it a gazillion times, Aunt Jenna.
He's like, you're down here absolutely drowning in a bottle of wine. I think I'm gonna be just fine. But Jeremy comes in and
Jenna's like, where is she? And Jeremy's like, oh, I think she's in the bathroom. Stefan's like, who? And he's like, oh, my friend Anna.
and he's like, oh shit, I know an Anna.
Again, with these really common names. Like, the
Yeah.
fact that Jenna was like, when she found out that Alaric's murdered wife was named Isabel, the fact that she immediately connected that to literally being the same Isabel who gave birth to Elena. And
Yeah.
now we have someone named Anna. Anna, okay? They live
Anna.
in Mystic Falls, Virginia. Do you know how many people named Anna probably live there? And Stefan immediately is like, oh my God, it's the Anna that I knew from 1864.
Yeah, so he runs upstairs, and Elena's gone.
Thank God. We all needed a break.
So that's the end of the crazy episode.
I feel like I'm gonna have a hernia. That was so much.
My God, I feel exhausted. A lot of mental stimulation went into me like trying to categorize this episode.
I know, me too. I almost made like a T chart. I was like, okay, whoa, 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 whoa. Like,
Oh my
when.
God, a T chart? What did. Oh my God, I haven't made a T chart in so long.
I'm a big fan of T charts because I like doing pros and cons lists for every decision that I make.
Yeah, me too.
So.
But what's like what else do you use T charts for?
Compare and contrast. That's like the
Oh.
primary purpose, I would say.
Oh, cool. That's cool.
Anyways, Elena, I guess. So now Bonnie and Elena have both been kidnapped.
Yeah,
I just want to know
Caroline's
if Caroline's
MIA.
okay. I miss her.
Yeah. I miss her too. Maybe her and Matt are just like, I don't know, getting close.
Canoodling, yeah.
Yeah.
Crumbling up crackers in her bed. Yeah, that's our ep. Wow. Hope your stomach flu stays gone.
I know, I
Hope
feel
it's
kind
not
of.
Miss Rona.
I know, me too. I feel okay. Maybe I'm pregnant.
Oh my God.
No,
Yikes.
I'm
Worst
not
case
pregnant.
scenario, man.
Yeah, absolute
I'd rather
worst
have COVID than be pregnant.
case. Me too.
Any day. All right. Well, I love you so much.
Hello, you.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Mystic balls.